Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 2019 JCPEC election Meet the Candidates call. My name is Heather Van Cura. I'm the chair person of the Java Community Process, and we are coming up on our annual elections. This year, we have 5 open ratified seats, 2 open elected seats, and 2 open associate seats in the elections. So what I'd like to do in this call is share a little bit about how the voting process works and then introduce you to each of the candidates and give them an opportunity to introduce themselves and tell you why they're running for an EC seat, why you should select them, and then we'll have an opportunity to ask questions at the end. So we have our ratified seats, 5 seats, all full members and partner members are eligible to select to confirm the 5 ratified EC seat members. And then we have 2 open elected seats. All full and partner members are eligible to select those 2 elected seats as well. And then we have 2 open associate seats, and all JCP associate members are eligible to select those 2 associate candidates for a 2-year EC term. So I'll go ahead and start. I typically like to start at the top and go through. So we'll start with ARM. We have ARM running for a ratified seat, and I believe we have Thomas Parker on the line who can introduce ARM, why they're running for an executive committee seat.
Yep, thank you. So this is Tom Parker. I'm our alternate at ARM right now, and Stuart Monteith is our primary representative to the Java EC. We've both been involved in Java for a long time. Stuart, as a developer, over more than 20 years, focuses on ZGC and garbage collection in his current efforts as a principal engineer here at ARM. ARM has a significant focus on Java. We've been involved in that for many years, investing across many different areas. You know, I mentioned garbage collection, the vector API, intrinsics, performance, and in just keeping up in general with the Java enhancement proposals and making sure those will function on the ARM architecture. We want to ensure a quality Java experience and performance on ARM across our entire ecosystem of partner devices that get built. And the silicon ends up in client devices, IoT devices, edge devices, infrastructure up to the cloud. So a wide variety of things that we want to make sure continue to work and function well. And we have interest across, you know, that wide variety. I mentioned earlier the vector API. We've done specific things there to ensure that the different architectures that exist can play well together in that API and helps, you know, design that API and work with the other organizations to bring that to where it actually can work well on our future technologies as well as those from other suppliers. And then just as the support, working with Red Hat and others to make sure we're maintaining back the long-term stable releases as well. So that's our introduction. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Next, we have Fujitsu running for a ratified seat. I believe Mike DeNicola is going to introduce Fujitsu. Okay, we'll come back to Fujitsu at the end. We also have IBM, and I believe Tim Ellison is going to be speaking on behalf of IBM.
Yep. Hi, can you hear me okay there, Heather?
Hi, Tim. Yes.
Hi, thanks for that. So yes, I'm representing IBM today. Mark Little sent his apologies. He's unable to make the call. But Mark Little will be the principal, and I'll be the secondary for JCP Executive Committee. IBM and Red Hat have been involved in the Executive Committee for many years and you know, Java for as long as Java has been around, contributing to the standards and representing, you know, the best values in open source development communities and innovation during that time. As folks are aware, IBM acquired the Red Hat company in summer this year. And as a consequence of that, we've coalesced those two seats down to one on the executive committee. That worked out very well. There's good synergy between IBM and Red Hat, and we're going to continue bringing that balanced view to the future of Java. Both IBM and Red Hat have been very actively involved in a large number of technical JSRs and process JSRs. So we've been involved in Java ME, Java SE, and Java EE over the years. We want to continue ensuring that the process remains open and transparent as it proceeds, and that we'll be building, you know, a very large number of products and offerings, both from IBM and from Red Hat, built upon these Java standards. So we'd love to get the vote to continue being active participants on the executive committee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Next ratified candidate is Intel. Steve Dorman, representing Intel.
Hello, everyone. Am I properly unmuted?
Yes. Hello, Steve. Thank you.
A lot of Java code runs on Intel architecture platforms, and we've been involved in Java and the JCP for a very long time, since 2002, and I've personally been working at Intel on Java since 97 or so. So we've been with Java for a long time, and we're as a hardware maker, we're in a unique position to couple hardware and software solutions in order to move Java forward. We think that's a really exciting place to be in the Java system. And I think since Java's success is really based on technology, state of the art compilers and GC and language and libraries, we think the JCP process is really working well. We think it's fair and open, and as a participant, we couldn't really ask for more. So we're excited if we're given the opportunity to continue to participate on the executive committee. We'd like to move Java forward. For example, we're participating now in a continued submission of optimizations for the JIT and for the JVM, including the GC. And also some forward-looking things. We're very excited about two things in the Panama project, for example, the Vector API, which is in an incubator review status now, and the Java foreign package. So there's a lot of interest right now for future technology for Java. Thank you.
Great, thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. Next ratified candidate is SoJava.
Heather?
Yes?
Can you hear me? This is Mike DiNicola. I was on mute and couldn't get off of it, but I'm on the phone now.
Okay, I'll go back up to you. I'm right on SoJava at the moment. Okay. Bruno, is Bruno on the line?
Hey, Heather, this is Bruno. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead. Thanks.
Okay, so... Hello, everyone. It's great to see such amazing list of candidates here for the JCP. It shows how important and how relevant the JCP is for the Java community. So Java has been is the Brazilian Java Users Society. We have been involved with the JCP since we actually started. It's part of our chart. Of our founding charter of the group, getting involved with Java standards. And me personally, I've been involved with the JCP for a long time too. I was the first person to actually pay to be on the JCP when that was possible in the past. And we have been very active on the JCP in the last few years since we joined on the executive committee. We participated strongly to help Java user groups and individuals to have an easier participation in JCP through the membership discussion. We have been very active on all the discussions around the open sourcing of Java since way back when, and now the JCP driving this whole, the whole initiative around the OpenJDK. We're very involved in all of these. So Java and so Java representatives have won several JCP awards in the last few years. So our objective here is to continue to participate in the EC to make it even easier for people to participate and get involved with Java. And we want to keep Java open and very active. So that's our charter here. So thanks everyone for the opportunity. I think it's totally amazing to be able to participate on such an amazing group of people here. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, thank you, Bruno. Before we go on to the elected candidates, Mike from Fujitsu, and introduce Fujitsu.
Thank you. Yeah, this is Mike DiNicola. I'm the Fujitsu alternate member on the executive committee. I've been representing Fujitsu on the executive committee since the executive committee's inception. Been around for a long time, helping it increase itself through making it more transparent and more open. The primary representative is Kenji Kazumura. He works for Fujitsu Limited as a Java architect and is in charge of developing Interstage, which is the Fujitsu Java EE certified application server. He's optimized several huge enterprise Java applications, specifically in the field of mobile communications and financial services. He's participated in several expert groups, including JSR 204 and 382, and is working to make the cloud and microservices environments more useful by accelerating Java technology into these areas. Fujitsu has a long history of implementing Java technology, going back to 1996. Fujitsu has implemented Java across what is the broadest range of platforms. Fujitsu provides the Java EE certified Interstage application server that I mentioned. It also does embedded Java and is a major user in our applications of Java SE. We've been a member of the JCP Executive Committee since its inception. We've hosted the JCP Executive Committee face-to-face meeting earlier this year in Japan. And at Code One, Fujitsu got a JCP award for longest-standing Executive Committee member. After moving Java EE to the Eclipse Foundation, Fujitsu has now become a member of that organization, and both Kenji and I are very active in the Jakarta EE working group and the enhancement of Java 10, EE 8, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mike. All right, so that concludes the ratified candidates for this year's election, 5 candidates to be confirmed by the membership. We now move on to the elected candidates. So we have 2 open seats this year on elected candidates. We have 4 candidates running, so I'll go through them alphabetically, starting with Bellsoft. Alexei, I believe, is on the phone.
Thank you, Heather. Hi, everyone. This is Alexei Vaitilov speaking. I'm the CTO of Bellsoft. Bellsoft as a company was founded in 2017, and the only focus of our company is Java. Everything we do is about Java and Java runtimes. The company was founded not so long ago, but the engineering team, which is now part of Bellsoft, has been involved in the development of Java for 15 years. I've personally been involved in Java ME and Java SE through my prior career in Sun Oracle. At Bellsoft, we provide freely available Java SE compatible runtime, which is called Liberica GDK. Our users range from enterprise and cloud customers to embedded and single board computers enthusiasts. In fact, the latest LTS release of Liberica GDK has quite a number of supported platforms, including Intel, ARM, Power, Spark, Windows, Linux, Mac, Solaris, even the Raspberry Pi. Open source is in the DNA of our company since inception. As a company, we're an active OpenJDK contributor. Last year, despite the company being quite new, we became a top five OpenJDK contributor right after Oracle, SAP, Red Hat, and Google. Within the OpenJDK, we maintain the ARM 32-bit port upstream, and we also drive the project forward, mostly in the area of the GVM. For example, one of the 17 JEPs that became part of the Java SA 11 reference implementation and GSR 384 was contributed by us. We plan to continue to contribute to OpenJDK, but also would like to be more involved in the GCP, and this is why I'm here now. This is why we have decided to run for the GCP Executive Committee. We believe that truly open technology standards driven by the engineering community are important to keep Java and the Java community vibrant, and our contribution to the GCP as one of the major OpenJDK contributors and the provider of Java SE compliant runtime can help Java continue to thrive. We're also tightly connected with the European Java community, especially with CIS, Baltic, and Russian parts of it. Last year, we delivered around 30 talks in various conferences, ranging from local JUGs to Oracle Code 1. And as such, we hear the voices of Java engineers, and we will be happy to act as a bridge to this part of the Java community as an ECE member. Thanks for the opportunity to present our company and myself.
Okay, thank you, Alexei. So next candidate we have on the elected seats is iJug from Germany. Christoph Engelbert is the primary representative put forward for iJug. Come back to iJug. Tommy Tribe is the next elected candidate. David.
Hi everybody. I'm David Blevins, founder and CEO of Tommy Tribe. Tommy Tribe is a company that's been in the enterprise space since its inception in around 2013. And we support all many things that are JCP standards over the years. So Apache Tommy, ActiveMQ, Tomcat. And I personally have been, involved in the JCP for quite a while. My first JSR was 2004, which is the EJB 3.0. And I've contributed to probably more JSRs than I can count since then. And we've been on the EC for 2 years now. And, we work pretty closely with several members of the EC, such as Red Hat, IBM, Fujitsu, Eclipse, on initiatives, in the Java standard space, including MicroProfile and Jacquard EE. Although those things have moved out and are being reformed at the Eclipse Foundation, we still believe that the JCP is very, very relevant. If you look at the Java industry, you'll notice that the diversity and number of options that people have in basically supported JVM platforms has really dramatically increased in the last 2 years. We see that as a very good sign. We see that the standard story for Java industry overall has really taken leaps forward. With the diversity in the JVM platforms, there's also very strong need for something like the GCP to continue to support the concept of a fair multi-vendor industry around Java. We definitely want to be here to help continue to guide that forward, and we're proud of what's been accomplished over the last couple of years.
Okay, thank you, David. And our next candidate for the elected seats is Twitter, and we have Tony on the line.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So, hi everyone. Twitter has been a member of the executive committee for about 8 years now. I am Tony Prindesis, and I've been the primary Twitter rep at the executive committee for just over 4 years. If we get reelected, I'll remain as the primary rep, and the alternate is going to be my colleague Flavio Brazil. We both work in the hashtag TwitterVM team, which is the team responsible for maintaining, releasing, and improving our internal build of OpenJDK, which we call TwitterJDK. So why is Twitter involved in the JCP? Well, for the same reason we have a JVM team. Given our scale, high traffic levels, and latency requirements, we face unique engineering challenges daily. And the JDK is our runtime of choice for meeting these challenges. Basically, most of Twitter runs on the JDK. If you send a tweet, you will touch many running instances of Twitter JDK, which are running various microservices. Through our GCP executive committee membership and through contributions to OpenJDK, we have strived to make sure that the JDK remains the most performant, richly featured, and best possible language runtime. Additionally, Twitter has had a long and very strong track record in participating in and contributing to many open source projects, several of which were originally developed here. An example of that is, of course, Finagle, our asynchronous RPC framework. Because of all this, we believe we're well qualified to be part of the committee that moves the Java language and platform forward, and we hope that JCP members will vote for Twitter again for one of the two elected seats. If you have any questions, please ask at the end of this call, or of course, the best place to do that is also Twitter. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Tony. All right, so that concludes the ratified and the elected seats. So again, if you're a full member or a partner member, those are the seats that you'll be eligible to vote for in the elections when the ballot opens beginning of November. We also have two open associate seats. So if you're an associate member of the JCP, you would vote for these candidates. There are two open seats. We have several candidates here, so I'm going to go through them alphabetically. So keeping in mind, you'll select two candidates, starting with Marcus Beal, running for associate seat. Okay. Hi, Marcus.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, my name is Marcus Beal. I am a known figure in the Java community. Currently, I have about 75,000 followers in total. I'm also a published author. In August, I released a free Java book. So far, it has been read 8,000 times. Besides, I also have a video course about Java on YouTube, which has been watched about 1.3 million times. So I'm mentioning this because I want to express that I really love to share my knowledge of Java with the community. So I want to join the JCP board so I can do my part to help the community to move Java forward, to keep it open, and to make sure Java stays as nice and clean, and to make sure the quality of Java also is as high as we know and we love it. So it would be great if you could vote for me. Thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you, Marcus. Next, we have the coffee jug, represented by Andrew.
Yeah, hi everyone. My name is Andrew, and actually I'm a Java engineer and software architect with more than 13 years of commercial experience. I'm a public speaker of such conferences like DevOps, Java Day, and GConf. Also, I'm an organizer of some conference like Java Day LVU, Java Day Odessa, and Coffee Jack is like our new initiative. It's a monthly meetups and trainings. It's absolutely free and it's actually not profitable. So we are doing it just to grow a community. And me and my colleagues, we only three of us, we are all Java engineers, and we would be like to be involved into Java community process to bring our ideas and effort for this. Also, the main reason why we do this is just to show our local community how Java is powerful, why we need to use it, why it's so cool, and just bring new talents into this technology and make things run forever. Thank you, everyone. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. Next, we have Ken Fogel.
Hi, I'm Ken Fogel. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm running for the JCP because of my interest and my concern about Java's place in education. I've been a teacher at Dawson College here in Montreal for 31 years after spending 10 years in the industry. And in 2002, the college and the program decided to make Java as our primary language. And after a number of evaluations, we've maintained that. And we believe that for our students, employment in Java is where we want them to go. And that's also something a little different about what we do at Dawson College. We're about training students, primarily coming out of high school, though we do get some people who are coming back to school. And they're coming to Dawson to train. to be able to be productive as developers on the first day on the job. So we're very practically oriented. I don't know if I should admit this, but we don't teach our students how to write compilers. We teach them how to solve business problems. What I've seen as a teacher over the years is a slow diminishing in Java in the education sector. Python, of course, is being popular. We're concerned that the developers being trained today are not really being prepared for the real world. And that's because Java, unfortunately, is now perceived as a top-heavy language, a language that, you know, the cliches of boilerplate and so on are there. So my interest in becoming part of the JCP executive is to somehow encourage in the new development, looking at how we can make Java friendlier, how we can make Java more modern for the current generation of young people who are entering computer programming. I also have an interest in documentation. Java was at one point famous for having the gold standard of documentation, and nowadays there is less and less available. It's spread out over some excellent sites, and many of you have written some amazing articles, but it's really hard to find the information that students need. The last thing I'll mention in my interest is the future of machine learning. Dawson College has received a lot of government money to look at AI, machine learning, and in going to meetings with faculty from across the college, the one language that never comes up in the discussions unless I bring it up is Java. So that's why I'd like to join the JCP executive, and I hope some of you will vote for me. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Ken. We have next Werner Kyle.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry about the background noise. I'm at CodeMotion in Milan right now, the second conference this week. So I'm very busy speaking at various conferences. I'm an author of books and video tutorials about Java and the JVM. I've been the longest serving elected EC member for 9 years in a row. For the last 2 years, I've also been in the Jakarta EE specification committee, and especially because the two are interrelated, as some of the other candidates already mentioned earlier, and this goes both ways. For example, some GSRs like the Portlet standard depend on what's now Java EE, and they will have to depend on Jakarta EE very soon. So being involved in both bodies in a similar way, I would like to offer this experience to solve some of the issues of making these standards work together. I'm also a contributor to many GSRs. I think I'm the individual in the most GSRs ever. So I just mentioned the two where I'm maintenance lead, the managed GSR, and the units of measurement GSR, where we also just won a JCP award this year, for the second time actually, with the version 2 of this GSR. So yeah, I'm very actively involved and I have a lot of experience, and if people like me to use that experience again in the EC, then I would be happy if you vote for me.
Okay, thank you, Werner. And next we have Ishel Ruiz.
Hi, my name is Ishel Ruiz. I'm calling from Switzerland. I'm very excited to be part of this process. I'm a computer science and electronics engineer. So I was a very lucky college student. So I started with, at the time, the brand new language. Thus, Java has been present in my life even before I started my professional life. I play several roles on a daily basis. As a consultant in a Swiss company, I work with banks, insurance, pharmaceuticals, and other automotive industry. So I do have a very interesting perspective on rich, demanding traditional industries. I also play a role as a conference organizer or disorganizer, if you count on conferences. I do sit at several content committee program teams. So I always have developers' needs and concern on my mind. We're always looking to the topics, what are the questions or concerns that the developers have, and how we can help them during their daily work and improve the software, obviously, that we build. As a speaker, I do speak in several conferences around the world. I get to interact with different communities and sharing knowledge and experience. As a community member, I like to help with different events, like from hackathons, meetups, Basel hack events, or hack events like this, and participate in tours. So this has allowed me to visit and forge relationship with different cultures. I'm very happy to be present in events in America, Africa, Europe, and Asia. I usually visit all these continents during the year. And I come to realize that different ideologies do matter when developing software and or using tools or vending products. So I believe that all these diverse roles provide me with an extended perspective to help during the JCP process, and hopefully help Java to move forward to a brighter future. I will really appreciate if you vote for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ishel. We have next Sven Rupert. Okay, and the Utrecht Java user group, the Doris.
Yeah, hi, can you hear
Yes.
me? I'm sorry for the background noise. I just arrived at Milan for Code Motion. So we might actually not have the experience of the rest as the rest in this call. However, let me just shortly introduce the Utrecht Java User Group. So we are a young and a passionate JAG, and we actually exist for some 4 years now. And at the moment, we count around 2,500 members. And we actually have four main pillars within our JAG. Monthly meetups, DevOps for Kids, Speaker Incubator, and the UJCP program. So, in short, what is happening within the monthly meetups? We organize meetups once per month, every single month, where we've actually been hosting many Java champions up until this moment with one and only goal, to keep ourselves up to date and to educate our members. Second of all, a few words about our DevOps for Kids. We spent the last year preparing our own DevOps for Kids edition, which was hosted beginning of this month in the Utrecht University, and where we hosted 60 kids. We actually created some custom sessions. You can find them online on our GitHub account, and with one and only goal, to prepare the next generations of developers. Third one, Speaker Incubator. We started developing also this year our own speakers. 50 people were involved this year, and we are quite happy to see three of them speaking at great conferences like Java Zone, JFall, and DevOps. And of course, we also recently initiated the UJCP program, where we actually started contributing actively this year to JSR 385, and also we hosted an Adopt a JSR day with spec lead Werner Keil running that day. And also we represent JSR 385 in a few conferences this year, and we've been nominated for JCP Participant of the Year. So why should one vote for us? Because of course, looking at the new era Java is going or is moving towards to regarding Jakarta EE and adopt JDK, and open JDK in order to keep Java at the first position, we definitely need actually passionate contributors, and this is something we can definitely deliver as Utrecht JAG. That's why you should vote for us. Thanks a lot and good luck to everyone.
Okay, thank you, Doris. So we've gone through all of the candidates now. Just a reminder, the ballot will open beginning of November. So you'll be receiving instructions to vote. We can take questions for any of the candidates at this time, if anyone would like to ask questions. When we went through, we were missing only two of the candidates on the call. So if either of those two candidates are present now, you can introduce yourself. So we're missing iJug and Sven Rupert. Any questions, you're free to ask them in the Zoom chat or to unmute your line and ask your question. Okay, no questions. All right then.
Oh, Heather, this is Amelia. I do have a question. Okay. When do we get the voice recording for this call so that we can help broadcast?
I will work on publishing it. Probably it will be up by early next week, and I'll put it on Twitter. And so it will be available from JCP_org account on Twitter. And I will also post it on JCP.org. So it will definitely be available before the ballot opens on the 5th of November. So if folks want to know where to go to look for it, you go to jcp.org and then you go to the multimedia page. That's where I'll host it, but I'll also have a link on the homepage as well. It'll take you here where you can listen to previous recordings. So
thank you. That's fantastic. Perfect. Thank you for this call.
Okay, thanks for attending. And if you're listening, thanks for taking the time to listen through all the way to the end. All this information is available on jcp.org, and we look forward to a successful 2019 EC election. We'll have the ballot in November and results available also mid-November. And our first EC meeting will be December 10th, which is a teleconference, and there will also be a public meeting for the community to meet the new candidates as well and hear about the things we'll be working on in the coming year of 2020. So thanks everyone for joining. I look forward to talking to you again in December for our EC public meeting. Thank you.
Thanks everyone. Good luck.
Thanks everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everyone.
Bye now. Bye.